This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Free globalist talking point free transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Okay, I intend to open the phones up coming up at the bottom of the hour today. And I obviously am going to be covering the waterfront with everyone here. We now see coronavirus shutting down entire countries, shutting down commerce out of China, creating a supply chain mega massive nightmare. And we see the two camps, either people saying that this is no big deal and all a hoax, or people saying it's the end of the world. Well, we already know that with the supply chain and with what's happening to commerce and tourism, it's already really hurting the global economy. And we know that big leftist institutions like Big Tech and South by Southwest are canceling all these big events to create the precedent that Trump better cancel all these big events and cancel school coming up as the virus spreads in the next 2 weeks to 3 months. It really starts heating up in 2 weeks if you look at all the growth models and the spread models of the virus. So that if Trump doesn't shut down the U.S. economy, somehow it's his fault what happens to the economy. And we went back 6 weeks ago and said, this thing is synthetic. This thing is man-made. This thing is a big, big, big issue. And whether it's really a super deadly virus or not, it's being used for massive control. So there's no doubt that the response is a hoax. There's no doubt it's a media setup. There's no doubt it's man-made. That doesn't mean it doesn't kill people. But it is synthetic. So I've harped on that. I've spoken to that, and now we have all these big developments that we'll be getting to once we start the next segment. That said, we will then get into the ongoing spectacle of bizarreness that is the Democrat race now tightening down to Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. What a pair of miscreant criminals, one completely addled and in mid-stage dementia, got a bunch of those clips coming up, gasps every time he opens his mouth, and the other just a con man scammer promising people things that are absolutely impossible to deliver. And the corporate media trying to wrap its mind around the fact that that's their two candidates. We've got that as well. Then we also have the news that Eric Prince has been behind a lot of funding and support and training for the folks over at Project Veritas. That's very interesting. I'm going to dig into that some. Stink Uger of the Young Turds has had a big flip out that's gone viral, and it just illustrates how communists think everything supposedly works perfect in communist countries, but then they hate capitalist countries that actually work much, much better. He's had a complete public flip out. We're going to be getting to all that. Also, Greek border in flames as migrants keep trying to break through. So that's all coming up as the globalists launch their attack on the borders of Europe as well. 2020, just a few months into 2020, just 2 months and 8 days into 2020, is already shaping up to be spectacular in every way. None of it's going to be boring. It's going to be a wild year with only 239 days left until the historic election that has so much riding on it. And make no mistake, it's now clear. Whatever's really behind this virus, or however deadly it really is synthetic, and is designed to take down America and is the Chi-Com response to them losing the trade war with the U.S. We'll be back. Infowars.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this live Sunday, March 8th, 2020, worldwide transmission, with 239 days out from the election. There is no longer any doubt coronavirus is going to be a massive seismic event. It already is. It's going to be extremely destructive, and everybody better get buttoned down, as they say. Italy restricts quarter of their population, travel chaos, CPAC, virus nightmare. CDC has only tested 1,583 people. RevReport.com has some of the best wide-range reporting on what's going on. So does Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We're going to be covering all of that in detail and what I think is really going on and what's coming next in the next segment. Here's some of the headlines on that front. This is the one headline you'd really have as a takeaway. Americans divided on party lines over risk from coronavirus, Reuters poll. So it's been made political from the beginning, and I got to say it. Man, we called it like we had a crystal ball. So regardless of what's really going on with it, it's been made political. It was political from the beginning, and it's pointed at America. And knowing that will be half the battle. So that is coming up next segment, the videos. It's like scenes from Mad Max movie as people clear shelves around the country. What did I tell you 6 weeks ago? I said you better buy storable food because it's five times less expensive than store-bought food. It's high quality. We have it in stock, and it's only going to go up in value. And a lot of folks ordered, so they've already gotten their food. All the other major storable food companies back then were sold out. We did some test orders with major names. 6 weeks later, none of it came in. As our delivery time got longer, not because we don't have food, but because we have to package it and get it out at the big factories, I told you it was going to take 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. It's really 4 to 5 weeks, but we say 6 to 8 to under-promise, over-deliver. But the reason you have storable food is because of the economy and wars or asteroids or earthquakes or tornadoes. It's just something good you have that lasts 25 years. It's sealed up in big plastic tote containers inside, sealed bags inside. And just because of inflation, it's a good move to make. And I have the biggest, most successful storable food company in the world. Used to be like number two or number three, and they explained to me, no, we're now number one, and that's in the news they are, because they have quality, and they get it out to you, and we're partnering with them, and so that's when you order at InfoWarsStore.com off the full catalog, get the best deal on My Patriot Supply food. But like I told you, you're going to see what happened in China duplicated and spread across the world because it's a globalist political attack on the nation state. This is a globalist temper tantrum because of patriots getting elected from Brazil to the U.S. to the U.K. and the globalists being thrown out everywhere. This is their answer for a planetary corporate societal reset. Again, that's coming up next segment. But let me get to this right now. You know, I've talked a lot about the emblematic nature, the illustrative nature of Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Two aged 78-year-old men, I guess Bernie's even older, and 78, 79, and one of them has obvious dementia and cannot string a sentence together. The other is a con man, a flagrant liar, and he just is saying the most insane things by the minute. There's like six or seven of them today. I can't even get to them all. He says there's no way they're going to win the election. I'll get to that in a moment. He doesn't know Obama's name. He doesn't call God God. He says that thing. He thinks his wife's his daughter. Well, I guess he does French kiss his children. So, but the fact that the establishment will be trying to run this guy and doesn't care what we think and is so disconnected, again, it's emblematic. Just like Bloomberg thought if he spent $500 million, people love him. Everybody hates Michael Bloomberg. The guy's a joke. So let's just play a few of these clips because, again, this is a media and a corporate system and the Chi-Coms and Democrat constituents. This is who the Democrats and the Congressional Black Caucus and Kamala Harris are endorsing, as if their endorsement means anything. When you give Nobel Peace Prizes to warmongers, it becomes a joke. When you endorse a gibbering idiot, it makes you a joke. Biden, we can only reelect Donald Trump. He goes on to say, there's no way we can get elected. This is announcing there's no way they can win. Here it is.
Turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelected. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me, we can only reelect Donald Trump.
I mean, it's sad. I remember my grandma, when she was like 92, once a week going and having dinner with her, sitting around the little table at her nursing home and watching her get to where she was half as addled as him. I mean, this is bad, folks. But again, it's that the Democrats have endorsed it. They're supporting it. They believe this is going to be successful for them. It's beyond amazing. Here's another one. He also forgot Barack Obama's name. And then there's another clip, again, where he, we'll get to all of them. Here he is, not remembering Barack Obama's name.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault.
And again, it's not out of context. It's constant. Here it is. Biden calls himself an O'Biden-Bama Democrat. Here it is.
To all of Amy's folks, to all of Pete's folks, to all of Kamala's folks, to all the folks who have Beto's folks, I tell you what a gigantic difference has made. We're going to unite this party and unite this country. The folks want to nominate a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat, an Obama Democrat. We'll bring the party together. We'll run on a positive, progressive vision for the future. Not turn this primary into a campaign of negative attacks, because that will only reelect Donald Trump if we go that route. If you want that, join us.
So he's talking through another major stroke. He's had one that almost killed him before. But it's not just that the neurological control of his speech centers are out. The words are out, too. So it's dementia. It's dementia on top of a stroke. And this is who they have walking into political machine gun fire of Donald Trump, who is going to massacre him. But politically, in the election. But all I can say is truth is my North Star. Trump, about 2 years ago, slurred his words, acted exhausted, stumbled around for a couple of weeks, and I thought they might have been drugging his food, remember? And then it turned out they thought that might have been going on. That's how you get away with it, very small dosages. Well, he looks deflated and very tired, and almost falling asleep at the podium. And my mom doesn't listen to my show. She can't handle it. So she didn't get this from me. She was over at the house Friday night. And she said, man, he looks deflated. Like when people are giving speeches, he looks like he's falling asleep up there. So Trump is a million miles away from where Biden is. But at 73, my God, I'm exhausted today. I've been up since 4 a.m. working. I couldn't imagine being 73 at Trump's job. But I always worry about him. And he is really puffed up, gained some weight, and needs to take some time off to work out. And needs to sleep more than 4 hours a night. Don't we all? But I'm worried about Trump. He is showing some signs of wear, and who would? But he's looking bad. We're not in a cult here, man. I'll tell you. You know, 8 months ago, I said Biden's clearly had another stroke. He can't talk. He'll never finish the race. And then Facebook said, we're banning even using his name in a positive way, Alex Jones, because of that fake news. Give me a break. I called the Emperor's New Clothes, and I was right again. Infowars.com. Common sense today. And tomorrow's news a year early. We'll be back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get into the coronavirus in the second half of this segment and into the next segment and the last segment of this hour, and then I do intend to open the phones up for first-time callers on this Sunday to give you a chance to respond to what you really think is happening in the world, the Democratic Party and the economy and the attempts to blame America and Trump for the coronavirus and all the rest of it. But I want to get back to Joe Biden, because you've got Joe Biden being endorsed by the Democratic Party, and you've got them clearly trying to steal it from Bernie Sanders again. But Bernie Sanders really represents who the Democrats are and all the free goodies that are being offered. But it's all delusion. It's all lies. And it only gets worse and worse from that point. But then you look at Brian Williams, a big Democrat. He was on TV few days ago on Thursday. We covered it on Friday on NBC, where he anchors. And he said, it's incredible. The math is amazing, but documented. $500 million that was spent by Bloomberg would give every American $1 million. Well, there's not 500 Americans. There's 327 million. And it turned out it was just a few dollars each person would get. But they defended it. The original articles in the Washington Post that said, who cares about math, blah, blah, blah. That's done on purpose. That's psychological warfare. But if you're going to have a party of mentally handicapped people, a party of people of dementia and of people that are have screen sickness and people that are in a mesmerized sleep-like state, and you know, run the gamut from mentally retarded from all the fluoride to just, you know, flat out of their minds for mental illness, well, then you're going to have the leader of them being someone like them. You don't understand a word they say? But it doesn't matter if you can't understand what Joe Biden has to say, because his followers are idiots. And so it just sounds like words to them. You know, take care of corn pop and the fly hairs and the black kids' roaches. You can't beat Trump. And that's not my wife. That's my daughter. I don't know who I am. I mean, those are real quotes, folks. And then you got Sanders going, white people don't know what it's like to be poor. We are going to take the rich people's money. Everything will be free. The rich people are offshore. You'll never get their money. They're funding socialism to control us. 99% of their wealth is made up stock market numbers, leveraged. You take 2% out of any of these companies, they'll fold overnight. It's not real money. It's called Zimbabwean or Weimar Republic, where wheelbarrows of cash can't buy you a cup of coffee. And so that's where all this is headed. And the left wants to destroy the confidence in the Ponzi scheme to bring it down. And they think there's going to be some giant red terror crisis they're going to manage that's going to give them all this power and control, when all their poop and needle and homeless-ridden cities have been sucked dry by them already. They think they're going to manage the takeover of the biggest armed camp in the world of people that hate their guts. They are literally getting in a cave with a grizzly bear and slapping it upside the face over and over again. But again, they're a party led by a gibbering, lying, con man communist who said he dreams of raping 12-year-old girls and gang rapes. He writes news articles. I like to what male doesn't think about gang raping with 20 men a 12-year-old girl. I want to see her bound. I'm going to rape her. And Sink Uger has made similar comments online. And so have all these people. It's like, no, dude, the average man doesn't think about tying down 12-year-old girls and gang raping them, dude. That's you, bro.
I like raping little kids. It's what I do.
We understand, bro. So speaking of that, it's a long video. It's like 30 minutes long. It's on Infowars.com. But here's a short compilation. Stink Uger, whatever his name is, freaks out at black airline employees over delayed flight. And look, I get getting mad over delayed flights. They're being told by the airline what's happening. They think they can fix a plane. Then it's another problem. A sensor says something. We have some of the best airlines in the world. We have some of the best systems in the world. In communist countries, if a flight's delayed, you might be there 2 days. But they all want everything free. This guy's worth reported like $50 million, but he's a communist. So he's flipping out at American Airlines and screaming at them because they keep thinking they're going to have a plane and they don't. They're not just telling you they don't have a plane for no reason. So again, it's another spoiled, rotten baby looking for it. The plane.
We've been here 3 hours, and American Airlines sucks. They decided, for whatever reason, to screw everybody on this flight. It just frustrates me that some industries just get to screw you over and go, nah, you got to fly at some point, right?
And it's Gustavo. That's a TYT viewer.
And I'm hungry, and I'm tired. And so, like, you know me, I get more agitated when I'm hungry and tired. So, look, if you guys think this is bad, wait till, if that plane doesn't actually come from the hangar in 20 minutes...
Is the flight coming?
Come on.
Supervisor, is the flight coming? Supervisor, you at least got to be honest. Is there a flight? Is there a plane? You got to be honest. Is there a plane? Is there a plane? Where's the plane? Where's the plane? Is there a plane? Where is it? Where's the plane?
You know, but listen, if we just sit here and take it, they'd have us here until 6 in the morning, and then they'd f*** us even harder, okay? So, I need to... You're a supervisor, aren't you? Where's the plane?
Sorry, I'm not going to answer your question.
No, I know, because I've been here for 4 hours. Don't give me this. Where's the plane?
Here, I got a question for you. When did you make the decision that we weren't going to have a plane?
You know what?
When did you make that decision? Who made the decision? Who made the decision that we weren't... It's funny to you, right? It's not funny to us. Who made the decision? Who made the decision? Who made it? Well, who is it then? That's what I'm asking. Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it?
This goes on for too long. Now he tells you what he's really thinking about. So he wants to hurt innocent people that aren't running things. He's a communist. He doesn't understand they're not in command. That it's the engineers. They don't know why the plane's broken. They're trying to fix this quickly as possible. But now, back it up 10 seconds, he's about to tell you who he really wants to take care of, and that's animals. He wants the pleasure sexually, reportedly donkeys. Here it is.
Is there a crew? Is there a plane or a crew?
Flight 204, your plane is already on its way from the hangar.
No, but they told us that 4 hours ago. Is it actually coming?
Lie after lie.
Is it actually coming? Because I literally heard it was coming from the hangar 3 hours ago. I literally heard that.
If I were the ruler, the benevolent dictator of the world, I would legalize bestiality where you are giving. You are pleasuring the animal. You see what I'm saying?
But he doesn't want to pleasure and just be nice to the poor people at the ticket counter who have not done anything wrong. Stay with us. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality, storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared, and that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com are the highest quality supplements, herbal food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
That's a natural fact. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday, March 8th, 2020 transmission. And we're here because of you, and your word of mouth, and your support, and the great affiliates across the country, and people telling folks about band.video and newswars.com/show. We're an American band. We're coming to your town. We're going to go after the globalists in a big way together. We're winning. But the enemy is striking back. What we need is four young Chiquitas from Omaha.
Four young Chiquitas in Omaha.
You ought to start singing the song.
Waiting for the band to return from the show.
Feeling good, feeling right.
Feeling right.
It's Saturday night. Don't let the Gillette commercials see this or hear about it. They're going to tell us that we're not allowed to ask girls out. That's a bad thing. But if you're a convicted pedophile, dressed in a clown suit and calling yourself a drag queen, and you're unannounced brought to school by other fellow pedophiles and small children bounce on your crotch and call it horsey, well, then it's okay. Yes, you cannot make this up. Okay, let me get to the big enchilada, the coronavirus. You know, one reason I've been successful in hindsight, I look back on, because none of it was on purpose, it was just being truthful, is that I cover a lot of diverse new news, but on things that I think are really important, I just am like a parrot. I'll just kind of add, by the way, they want your guns. By the way, they want your kids. By the way, they're lying to you. By the way, the vaccines are tainted. They have a secret vaccine damage fund. They pay out billions of dollars secretly. Its existence is admitted. Just the cases are secret. And I just chirp that out. Chirp, 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 chirp. Little important bombshell factoids that I think are most important. And the other big secret is, before there was the internet, there was talk radio. And that was the old-fashioned internet where you just can call in. And that's the real secret ingredient is the callers. Because you bring in the wild cards, the knowledge of the crowd, and the great guests. So I want to open the phones up here for first-time callers. I do that half the time as first-time callers so new people get a chance. Because we can have like 20-something thousand calls during a show because we have a computerized phone system that shows 20,000. So that's crazy. There's a lot of folks that are regular who we love, but they're on speed dial. And there's a lot of people, we get it, you know, on a Sunday evening, they're sitting back, knocking back a few brews, and they're on speed dial. If you've had more than six beers, you're not allowed to call in. Six beers today, that's the limit. Believe me, I get Sunday evenings back when I was a drinking man. You know, I quit drinking totally for 4 months, kind of started back a little bit, but now I'm phasing off of it. So I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying here, ladies and gentlemen, that this is not the drinking hour. This is serious business. I'm not being patronizing. I'm telling myself that. Nobody wants to sail off into the sunset like I do, believe me. But you know what? I'm going to hit coronavirus from a very professional perspective, and I'm going to get my guns loaded, and I've got them loaded, but I kind of already started going off on other tangents. So let me hit this important point, very important point, beyond central, beyond paramount, beyond critical. If we don't have this, we have nothing. And then I'll come back and hit all of this and then take your calls in the entire second hour. The toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. International line, dial the country code and 512-646-1776. That number is 512-646-1776. Or if you like it in Darth Vader voice, we can do that too. 877-789-2539. We'll get you up and on the air. Or perhaps Optimus Prime is how you'd like to hear it. East of the Rockies, that guy. That guy's got a cool voice. East of the Rockies, 877-789-2539. Now we're imitating George Norrie in Coast to Coast AM. Autobots. Transform and call 877-789-2539 to destroy Megatron. All right. See, I want to have fun, too. I get it. Be deep in my cups on the beach, fishing, building sandcastles, my babies. That sounds good, doesn't it? But let me give you some good news here before I come back and hit the really bad news. But the good news that we know what the bad news is, and we've got to jump on it. We're ahead of the curve because we've got the callers and the scientists and the researchers and our head in the game. And it's this. I never really want to talk about the successes of InfoWars because it sounds like we're just up here on a high horse saying, look how great we are. Look at all the wonderful things we've done. And that's not what's happening. I need to report to you the successes we've had in freedom against tyranny so that you know not how powerful I am, but so you know how weak and pathetic and undefendable and indefensible the globalists are. And finally, this is a trifecta, not how powerful Alex Jones is, but how unpowerful the globalists are when you have the facts. And how powerful we, now I'm powerful with you. Now I'm powerful with God's help. And justice and ideas and the truth and freedom together. Now we're powerful. Alex Jones isn't powerful. I've got a will and I don't want to be a slave and I'm willing to fight. I'm way more strong than the globalists, but they have got everybody hoodwinked and bamboozled. But not anymore. But we talk about the power, it's you, and you need to start thinking about how truly important you are, because garbage in, garbage out. But the spark of God and energy and truth and justice and the knowledge of good will elevate your psyche, your soul, your IQ, everything. And that's the big secret. But the globalists can activate a group resonance to bring down our harmonics, which is a scientific thing, not some type of mojo or magic, where there's an internet of minds connected, the group collective. They know how to jack into that and lower its frequency to control us. But God knows how, and if we tap into that, to boost it. And so there's a battle right now between those two things. But I'm going to tell you, we are the zeitgeist. InfoWars is the flaming, white-hot tip of the spear. We together launched the entire anti-globalist nationalist movement worldwide and are credited by Nigel Farage, Donald Trump, Bolsonaro, everybody as being the detonator, the initiator. And the enemy knows that too, so they come after us. Us, the audience, myself together, us, the guest, the crew, all of us. And then we exposed the whole globalist operation, the pedophile rings, and the New World Order. And now we're at the tip of the spear again, exposing this whole fake virus. It's a real virus. It's man-made, and the response is synthetic. And we're doing it again because God gave us the tools to fight evil. We just have to be directed towards God like the North Star, have the will, have the action, build, and be steadfast, and everything happens when you've done that. When you have the intellect, when you have the patience, when you have the spirit, when you have the community, the fertile soil, to do what we've done, it's incredible. And that's why the enemy wants to change the narrative and say we're racist or say we're this or say we're that or we're Russian agents, because they know it's not true. We're the populist Americans unifying everyone around liberty and justice and God and family. And we're the ones that have the power. You can look at us. We speak. We have strength. We have honor. We have will. We're not stumbling around like zombies. Liberty lovers, regardless of what color they are, have fire in their eyes. They're beautiful in what they say and do because we have God like we're a stained glass window shining through us through that rose-colored darkly. It's incredible. We are the winners. We are the future.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Dr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
But if you're aware of the mind control, then you are able to be aware of its manipulations, and you can train your mind to override it. And then just like mountain climbing or mountain biking or hiking or jogging or swimming or fighting, you get better and better and better and better and better at it. And instead of being oppressed by all of it, you learn to navigate it and make it a game. You make it a joke. And your brain learns to then not enjoy bad things happening, but really enjoy it. Like, you don't look for it and you don't like it, but then you do that alchemy where, oh, really? I enjoy this. And then that's when you really start overcoming, and that's when your brain starts going and really weaponizing. I can't even now, after 26 years of war with these people, it was longer than that, but I've been on air 26 years now, it's just like, My problem is that I can project into any problem or any operation and then have so many facts to draw on that it becomes exhausting because we're not omnipresent like God. We're able to look into any problem and do incredible things. We're supercomputers, electrochemical supercomputers, but still it's limited because you can look into any avenue, but you can't look into all avenues at the same time, can you? You can probably do anything you want in life. You just can't do everything, as they say. Okay, let me do my best here to try to sum this up in a very calm way. "9/11 was real. Planes flew into the Pentagon and flew into the World Trade Center's Tower 1 and 2. A large projectile hit the Pentagon and two planes hit the towers. And I studied it and made five films, written a book about it, and interviewed NSA top people and CIA and firefighters and police that were there. And it happened. When we exposed the fact that there were anomalies and cover-ups and a stand-down, the media said, Alex Jones says nobody died in 9/11 and that no plane said it. That was a minority of people seeing holograms that were put out there, we later learned, most of them by the CIA, it came out, to discredit the whole movement. And later there were even articles in the National Post in Canada where they admitted that leftist professors had gone out and done that because they thought it would damage the view of government, and so they thought it was the best thing to do was cover it up. So what do you do when I'm pointing out, hey, the head of the Labor Department, Transportation Department, said they were in the bunker and saw Dick Cheney order the stand down, told Congress that? Well, you just say, well, Alex Jones says space beams blew it up. So why am I talking about coronavirus and 9/11? 9/11 was real. It killed 3,000 people. It was a new Pearl Harbor. Radical Islam is real. They do attack people. They were involved. But piggybacked on the Islamists planning it were a bunch of shadowy agencies and globalist operations that ordered a stand down and put bombs in the buildings and put bombs in Building 7 that was the second largest CIA headquarters in the world after Langley, Virginia. And I interviewed the deputy head of emergency management, and a week later he was dead. He said, yeah, there were bombs. They told us. They were on the news saying, we're going to blow up Building 7. And then I interviewed cops that said, yeah, it was over the Red Cross radios. Get back. They're going to blow up Building 7. And then the media spun it, and I said, cops blew it up. The Red Cross didn't blow it up. Red Cross is the most secretive intelligence agency in the world. It's the oldest Western agency. It's about 700 years old, at least. Well, the Hospitallers are even older. That's where the word hospital comes from. But that gets into a bunch of history. That's a Vatican secret society, the Hospitallers. But who can go behind enemy lines? Doctors, emergency people, the Red Cross. You know, you don't attack that. But what is really the Red Cross? That was the Crusader Cross. I'm not saying the Crusaders did it. My point is, I have the news clips. I've played them 100 times. Anybody can pull them up. CNN on two channels, BBC on two channels, saying we're going to blow up Building 7 so it doesn't fall, 47-story building, and hurt other buildings. I was driving that day. I've been on air all day long. I drove 2 miles to get a pizza. I'm listening to CBS radio back when they still had it 20 years ago. And they announced on CBS, they're going to have a controlled demolition in 5 minutes. And I'm listening on the radio. They had a countdown. And they blew it up while I was eating pizza driving back. I run in on the microphone at my house. I was broadcasting on GCN like 20 hours live that day. And I run in and I say, I just heard CBS say they blew up Building 7, Solomon Brothers building. Everybody starts calling in. Yeah, we heard it too. But see, in 2001, nobody Internet Archive live shows. And then it became a conspiracy theory that I had said that. And I had Mother Jones and, you know, Time Magazine attack me and go, Jones claims a building was blown up. That's not true. Then about 6 years later, the globalists don't even think. BBC and all of them start releasing on 9/11 the archives of the full day. And guess what? CBS, CNN, BBC, ABC, NPR. I made a film about it. I have it all in there. It's like 30 minutes of film. All announced that the government's going to blow up Building 7. Now, I don't know what really went on with 9/11. I just know I was shoving pizza in my face driving home 60 miles an hour on streets that were 20 miles an hour. I mean, I shouldn't have been trying to get home to say, hey, they just blew up a building. You can't wire a building in a couple hours. So, you're tuning in. You're saying, Alex, what's this have to do with the coronavirus? And I'll get to all the technicals and go to your calls next hour. But this is what it has to do with it. I don't know exactly what happened with 9/11. I just know they blew up a 47-story building that day and then told us they never said it. And I've got all the newscasts saying it. And I've got newscasts, BBC jumped the gun an hour, 57 minutes, and said it had fallen before it did. Jane Graham here. The building has fallen to its exact footprint, pancaking. The Solomon Brothers, 47 stories, that would be the tallest building anywhere on the West Coast, has fallen due to fires. Right before they said we're going to blow it up. She goes, no, actually, we're not blowing it up. It fell down. It's still standing. No building of that type had never fallen from fire. Underwater Laboratories, all of them said it was impossible. You mean to play the news clips? I can play it. Where it's behind her and she says it's falling down. Yeah, here it is. So this is the key to the riddle of the virus. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know it's man-made with the HIV delivery system cut into it. And major universities have come out, and the Senate Intelligence Committee's come out and said that. And when we were reporting it 6 weeks ago, the news would go, Jones needs to be shut down. No one's saying it. I have all the reports. You've seen them. Everybody knows this. But you're not supposed to go there. Yeah, there's the Indian University scan, but other universities found the same thing. Other universities found they had even better scanners, electron microscopes, with the CRISPR to analyze what they scanned. And they said, it's got the protein injection points, the slices of when you plug it in, it leaves the residue. And it's exactly what the Indian University said. They got some of the top scientists, as everybody knows. They said, this is like Frankenstein. It's cut in. It'd be like, I'm a white dude. If someone like grafted another head on, it was a black dude. You'd go, not only are you not supposed to have two heads, that's a black dude's head. That's not even the same thing. It's not even the same. I mean, folks, this is ridiculous. And then the hype and the unified propaganda. And then I said, watch them say Trump didn't do anything and use it against him and the economy. And now they're doing that. It's fake. It's staged. It's synthetic. Doesn't mean the virus doesn't kill. I'm saying it's man-made. It was released. It's all plotted. It's all planned. Italy and South by Southwest and Big Tech, they're all globalists, all leftists. Leftists now run Italy. They're all using this as a cover for globalist martial law worldwide to turn the public against each other and to create hysteria and fights as the cover for driving Trump from office and other nationalists. And that's what this is. It's conclusive, and you can set your watch and warrant by it. You can bet your bottom dollar on it. This is big, bigger than 9/11. Real people died, but it was all a big spectacle. One plane hits, you all tune in. Another plane hits when everybody's watching. Then they collapse. Then you're so stunned, you don't notice these other buildings blown up around it. And countdowns to blow them up. And then all the wars and the police stayed out of it. And now the Islamic invasion of Europe was supposed to stop all that. And you sit there and you watch it and you go, oh, well, this is meant to change our way of life. It's meant to totally take down the West. They were criticizing Trump, just a month ago for trying to stop flights here. But the UN was praising China for killing people at checkpoints and praising Russia for closing their border. This was meant to hit us. We'll be right back. Hour number two. Stay with us and spread the word.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.